Thanks so much for joining us as we continue the Advent season. And this week we're looking at joy from today, Luke 2, 4, and 5. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. And he went there to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. Think about that trip that Mary and Joseph took from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Mary was in the last days of her pregnancy. So the trip was around 80 miles. Mary must have felt every rut in the road, every jolt on the journey, as she sat side saddle on a donkey, or maybe she sat in a wooden wheeled cart. I was always nervous with my assignment to drive Lori to the hospital for the birth of our children. But can you imagine Joseph's emotions as he took Mary on a 4 or 5 day journey over rough terrain? Things only got worse when they finally arrived in that sleepy little town of Bethlehem. Every available room was taken. But Mary and Joseph were in no position to put their names on a waiting list. It was time for the baby to be born. When God sent his son into the world, he did not make it easy for the parents or the child. He stripped the anointed one of every royal privilege. Already tagged as an illegitimate child, Jesus breathed his first breaths in the air in a musty stable. Jesus learned obedience, Scripture says, through his suffering, all the way to the cross. Here's what the writer of Hebrews describes, how he describes Jesus' journey. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so easily, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Ready for this? Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Just think of it. Jesus approached the cross with joy. With joy, he took our sins and paid the penalty so that we could have eternal life. Real joy is ours through Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you for the humility of your humanity. Thank you for your sacrifice from the cradle to the cross. We thank you and we pray in your name. Amen.